Today is the rundown. It is Thursday. It is October, it's October 12th?
Yeah.
October 12th. It is brought to you by Oak Heart. I see you right there, chaps. I see you.
He just said to me, you want some oak and ginger? I think I'm about to dive in.
Love it.
I'm about to dabble.
SeatGeek code rundown, $10. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but $10 off your first ticket order. You get it instantly. Put in the code rundown. You'll save yourself $10. Today's society, that can go a long way. So do it. Buy tickets. We got hockey going. NBA is about to start. Concerts. You name it. SeatGeek has all your needs. It is the official ticket sponsor right now of Barstool Sports. So highly, highly recommend. Let's get into the stuff. Major League Baseball. The Yankees advance. And they advance. Good game. I guess one moment where it's like the Yankees took control early. Didi Gregorius just hitting a home run every time he's up. Cleveland cut it to 3-2. I think there was a horrible call on, it was Lindor, right, who grounded the double play, I believe?
Yeah.
The first pitch of him was a ball.
Such a ball.
And by the way, he didn't even argue. That ump, just like,
you know what they all just did, like the look back? That ump was so bad, somebody needed to not get run, but like at least fucking go nuts.
I feel like they need to change that you can't argue balls and strikes, because you absolutely need to, because that's one of the most important parts of the game.
And they fuck it up.
And they're not, like, you can argue balls and strikes there. They're not booting Lindor in that situation.
Right, not
that game.
Right.
So the Yankees advanced. All douchebag Yankee fans are happy. You're more upset. I still don't think they're going to win the World Series. Chaps, you said this. You're like, I'd rather play the Yankees because...
Yeah, I mean, as an Astros fan, I want to play the Yankees because everybody's paying attention. You can have one of those two smaller market teams where it's like Houston and...
Chaps,
even though Houston's not really a small market team, it is.
Don't
like,
do it because this is...
a historically great
Houston's
baseball
big
team.
Big time small market.
This is when but, now
I
the
mean,
Yankees
Houston's
are like,
a big
oh, you want
like
us?
Like the sixth biggest city in the country.
But I...
This is not good.
I guess
this
it's
is not good.
It's not like a baseball.
Right,
city,
exactly. Yeah. So you have Cleveland, you have Houston. That's not as sexy as having the Yankees in it. Everybody
who cares about
attention.
The sex? You want to get to the fucking World Series.
No,
and
I think
you're playing a very hot team.
Well, every team's going to be hot if Cleveland
the Yankees
gets there, they're hot
going
too.
Going on there, man.
I agree with you 1,000%. I've said about the – and listen, I'm a Michigan guy, the big block and their big team. Like the Red Sox, all my teams are big. But as begrudgingly as I like to say it, it's fun to play Notre Dame. It's fun to play the Yankees. It's fun.
It's
when
not
all
about
this...
fun, though.
But if
I
you have
care
confidence,
about fun.
Like I don't think the Yankees are like better than the Indians.
I think the Astros have a better shot of beating the Yankees than they did the Indians.
I don't
they
know,
just
Indians
matched up against the Indians bad all year.
Dumb.
I don't know, like Kevin. For somebody who roots for like just awful teams, I don't know if you know a good team if it slapped you in the face. You're just saying everybody stinks.
No, the Indians played like trash. The Indians would have lost to anybody in the playoffs. They had 9 fucking errors in a 5-game
series. I mean, the Cubs have made about 100 errors.
They still went to 5, though. I mean, they were playing bad, and they still went to 5.
And then on the other side of the thing, Strasburg, you're welcome. Again, too important. Bryce Harper, we forced him to pitch, and he shoved. He was unhittable to the point where I think Dan Big Cap brought up a good point. Was he even ever in jeopardy of not pitching? Was this mumbo-jumbo mind games, which I don't think Dusty Baker is capable of playing, but he may have played.
I feel like that's a big-time you move, where you let everybody know you're sick. Like, the rundown is going to Houston for the Super Bowl. You let everybody know you're not feeling well. You got the eye shit going on. And then, so if you don't do well, you have an excuse. But if you do well, you're like, look what I did despite this going
on. Yeah, I mean, that's ugly.
Somebody pulled strings.
I mean, what you just did was ugly.
It's true, though.
It's true. That wasn't ugly.
That was
just a fact.
That's a big time you
laid out. I have a toothache.
If there's,
some,
if there's an athletic competition, you got a little bit of a shoulder going on.
Well, I mean, Chaps, I thought you and I were kind of, you know, on the same page and really friends.
He definitely
comrades.
Thinks you're like buddies. By
I
the way.
Do. I think we're buddies.
We are, but we can be honest. There's a
but,
trust.
But we can be honest. My face fell apart. I don't know if that was making excuses.
No, it didn't.
I could
and
not
as soon
talk.
As that soon as you
like,
got,
you think that was an excuse? What was happening to me in the Super Bowl?
I think you had a toothache.
Frankly, I feel pretty bad for myself right now. There's been no improvement. My mouth is still fucked. We're like 3 days away. It's just a sad scene, and I really, it's unfortunate that I have to deal with this after all I've been through. That my mouth blew up and got numb and frozen 3 days till the big game. And
I had a toothache.
Had a toothache.
I
was thinking,
it looked like I looked I like I thought I had
swollen face.
I thought I had.
That was pretty clearly you not faking when you had.
I thought I had
the
like,
stroke face. That yeah, was not.
Yeah, I mean, toothache. I thought I had.
I was thinking. I was thinking about when you got sushi
Bell's
drunk. And
people
your
saying
eyes.
I had Bell's palsy. Yeah, I don't think that was.
When your eyes were really fucked up is what I was talking about.
That was an excuse, my.
Very bumpy.
You have herpes on your eyes.
Yeah.
And they're not, it's not going away.
It's good. You know what? Finally, something bad happens to you.
Yes.
I'm having things that you can't fake. Like, yeah.
Did you bring some of the eyes on yourself, though?
Of course.
You knew it was the fish. What did you do when we went to San Diego? You ordered the whitefish.
No, I asked her, and I ordered what was low in toxins, mercury. Jeps is very ugly and very surprising of you. Very ugly. I think you're trying to show you're not a brown noser, and you overcompensated and came across looking ugly.
Should I apologize?
Yes.
Written or verbal?
Verbal, I'll take.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Jeps.
I prefer to do written.
Fine, but to say I was making an excuse for the Super Bowl when I had a stroke in my face and like had saliva coming out and I was on the bus.
Yeah,
I had a toothache.
Yeah, I had a toothache.
That's what I had. That's what I had. I had a cracked fucking face is what I had. Mm. Who do you got tonight? Cubs, Nats.
What's the pitching matchup?
Pitching matchup.
Nate.
Nate doesn't even know. That's sad. Sad.
Ooh, Hendricks is fucking so good. Based on that pitching matchup, I gotta go Cubs.
I mean, Gio's pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
too.
Hendricks is like, I feel like one of the most underrated pitchers in a long time. That guy's fucking lights out.
I take the Cubs. I think they're winners. I want the Nats to win as of now because I'll tell you who's gonna win. The team who plays who I bet.
Yeah.
Because I have not won a game in forever.
I'm Team Nats. I hope my boy Sean Doolittle does well.
Shout out my boy Bryce Harper. This Mexican red carpet instance, guy's walking down the red carpet, not sure who he is, not sure what the event looks like, the Oscars, and he slaps the shit out of a reporter, and I actually think it looked like he reached for a gun for a second.
Eh, y ya no me falta respeto.
No te falta en ningún momento.
¿Cómo ves? ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué?
No.
Do you see, like, he went into, like, his hip?
The reporter's got to know better, because there's a telltale sign if you're about to get slapped the shit off. The slapping hand becomes heavier. If you look at the soap opera actor, his hand looks like it weighs 75 pounds, and he is just absolutely holding
it
down.
He's loading up.
He tries to walk away, and then the guy comes back for one more. When he comes back again, you're like, somebody's getting slapped, and yeah. then it comes. You need the guy from a long time. Why did you slap?
Yeah,
why
the did Indian, you slap? The game show, the Indian.
How could she slap? Yeah. How could she slap?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck off then!
You go.
How can you slap? How can you slap? How can she slap?
That was an elect. That's an all-time. That's one of those internet like legend videos.
What was being said? Because I mean, that dude looked like so shocked that he got slapped in the face. He's like,
I think you're always
like,
shocked when you get slapped.
Well, no,
but
I
mean, you shouldn't be with the 75
when you're doing one of those interviews, you know when you're like pushing buttons. He looked like he was about to slap you in the face.
Pretty sure the Mexican red carpet. Has different rules
Anything
and regulations.
Goes. I mean, that's like a Lucha Libre fucking match. Yeah, that's a wrestling match waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's international waters. Like, if you because...
If you don't get slapped, something's fucked up.
Yeah, right. I feel like this is an annual occurrence. It's like, oh, yeah, well, there's our yearly slapping.
Yeah, he slaps, you just move to the next reporter. And it's like, oh, hey, how you start over, everyone's happy.
But red face
that guy's dead. They got a lot of issues over there. I don't think the fancy boys getting slapped on the carpet is one of them. So it's exciting to see.
Imagine
if
great.
They added that to, like, yeah, you may get slapped. On the red carpet.
You get like one slap per carpet.
I think we should bring back slapping all around. I think slapping's great.
Did slapping ever even leave?
Getting slapped?
Yeah, like you disrespect me, slap. You just gonna learn how to take it.
A little backhand?
I mean, not with like a full fist, maybe bring out like the white glove.
Like a little, just a little disrespect.
Chaps, I noticed you're drinking a...
Oak and ginger.
Oak and ginger there, Oakheart.
You wanna do a live Fancy Boat review?
Yes, please.
All right, so this is oak and ginger. It's my signature drink. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not. But what I like to do is go half oak, half ginger, then drink it down and repeat for the rest of the night. Oak and ginger.
That's beautiful. And tonight, Thursday Night Football, we want people tweeting at you.
Yeah.
Hashtag oak and ginger. You can retweet them and see who's got the best oak and ginger fancy boy.
I'm at Uncle Chaps. Tweet me tonight.
Do it. I dare people to do
If you can make a better cocktail than oak and ginger, I want to hear about it too.
Yeah. But it has to have some oak.
Give me a little review.
And it has to have ginger. So
give me that review.
Actually good.
You drink it now, though. Let's not get blacked out. We got to retweet these. Hashtag oak and ginger.
He said it's night number four for first night chats.
I know, so oak and ginger. This Red Wings fan. I don't get this story. Do we have hockey fans in here? We got hockey fans in here?
Nobody cares. Nobody's even listening.
This Red Wings fan. who's been like threatened to be banned from the new arena in Detroit because he threw an octopus on. So they got a new arena.
I mean, that's like their thing.
That's their thing. That's what I'm saying. There has to be more to it.
That's like banning.
I think they're really trying to get rid of the animals and
like PETA bullshit.
You think an octopus isn't psyched to be on the rink?
I love it when somebody straps a trout to their dick and brings it inside a hockey ring and throws it in the middle of the ice.
There is. I am actually so pro animal. I know there's like a fight at the octopus
tank
counter. Yeah, at the tank to be like, hand up, I want to be the guy on the
all
on the
eight
loose.
All
yeah.
Eight tentacles up.
Like this guy comes back, he's the what do we got?
He's not banned. Well, that,
then what's the story?
I think it was reported wrong, but he was like ticketed, but he's not banned for life.
Ticketed, whatever.
Any sort of punishment for this is
the Red
ludicrous.
Wings are
ludicrous.
I Red think Wings you're are not trying to get rid of this?
No, they're not, but I guess the police or someone were like, you can't throw stuff on the ice. Like, technically, but he's not banned.
Well, then
then what's the point of the hat trick? We can stop it and all
this
that?
This is like one of the most famous, I'd say, tradition in sports.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Joe Louis.
I mean, this is their thing. This is like banning, it would be like banning like Super Fat from a fucking Boston game. It would be like
honestly,
Ronnie Woo Woo from a Cubs game. This
I'm trying,
is like
but
the
I'm trying
Red
to,
Wings
I'm
thing.
I'm trying to think of like traditions. Like this.
That's a good one. I mean, even if you don't like hockey, you like the octopus on
like,
the ice.
It's obviously more broad, but it's like arresting somebody for throwing a hat on the ice after a hat trick.
Yeah.
Like this is just what they do. Weird story.
So your logic though is that you think that octopus like gets back to its friends?
I mean,
octopus is dead as shit, man.
Well, I didn't know this turned into the Barstool literal hour.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah.
I was trying.
Just saying. That's a dead
owned.
Fucking octopus.
I mean. Yeah, the octopus is fucking dead. Octopus. The octopus isn't being smuggled in, crippling people. It's a fucking dead octopus. Sometimes we just shift in that literal world, and those two worlds cannot exist. Like, they can't. We're going to analyze it that way. Girl Scouts. I thought this already happened.
I did, too.
They're accepting Boy Scouts now? I thought this happened a while ago.
I think it was like...
The boys are accepting
girls.
By troop.
Boys are accepting
girls.
Well,
right. Both have happened, but I think it's like a national policy now because it used to be like a troop by troop thing, like certain troop masters or whatever.
It's crazy.
So why is there not just scouts now?
I think it... I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. I mean, if...
Keep them fucking separate, please. Would you please? Would you just please?
A little segregation never hurt anybody.
Come on. Little boys, little girls, they can do the same shit and think, let it happen. Who cares?
But I think they do different things. That's why they wanted to, like, go in there. I think some of the girls wanted to go and become, like, Eagle Scouts and learn all the things that Eagle Scouts does.
So then have a girl Eagle Scout.
Well, like, the Brownies and the Girl Scouts didn't do some of those things, and that's why some of the boys wanted to go get in there.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but...
What if a girl wants to do, like, I don't know.
Because as a podfather, you know, is McCartney going to want to go to
McCartney's
going to want to,
like, you know, do archery and fuck, I don't know what other the crazy Boy Scouts do. I don't know, but I'm saying if the Girl Scouts don't do that, then, you know, she wants to go do some boy shit.
But you don't think there's something where it's, like...
Fun shit.
Dads and, like, their little Boy Scouts. I mean, I wasn't, but, like...
I do think that.
Like, Boy Scouts selling Girl Scout cookies, that don't seem right.
That ain't America.
I mean, a tag-along is a tag-along, no matter who's selling it to you.
They're called Girl Scouts, chaps. Girl Scout cookies.
Right. And they're delicious.
What if they were called Boy Scout cookies?
Sell them, too.
Let's just sell cookies.
There's plenty of things you can do both. I don't know. It seems like something.
I think that everybody should be able to do everything, but it should stay separate. But if, like, a little girl like McCartney has to do some lame girl shit that she doesn't like, that sucks. So she should be able to do everything, but do it with girls, and the boys do it with the boys, so there's... some tradition and some things that are kept.
I mean, I guess if it's not this, is there anything in the world that like should be separated by gender? Or everything should be together? I mean, I don't know. Little boys with little boys, little girls with little girls. I don't see what the big deal is. I really don't. If your girl, like Shay Clancy wants to do this, fuck Shay Clancy. Like your girl, you're gonna have to be in the girl stuff early.
It's ugly.
McCartney will literally kill you.
I'd like to see her try.
Oh, she would? He tries to kill me all the time.
I was going
to
say, yo, you do not want to fuck with Cardi.
Yeah.
Shout out Captain Collins. Got to just put this picture in. Dude just bodied on the train. Bodied.
It's almost... Yeah.
Feet in his mouth.
I'm going to go as far as to say you never come back from this fully. I mean, there's just a level that I just won't respect Connor on ever again.
The longer that it goes on, the more I side with you on this. Because, like, I was there, and you could smell the dogs, too.
He was flat out in the fetal position.
But he had
he
his...
Like,
he had, like...
He like this.
But when that happens and you're footed, if you get footed by somebody, you have 25 seconds to respond. If you don't, you get rid of all your rights to ask somebody to move them because you've already used it.
Was there no more seats on the train?
There was plenty of seats on the train.
Like, what did he get up and move? Or? You know what? Especially the little backstory, when they sat down, they barked out orders to make someone else move. So these people, I feel like you can bark right back and be like, if you're going to put your dogs up, you go sit over there.
And Connor's not the most quiet of fellows. Like, he's a pretty boisterous young man. Like, so you would think that he would be the one, and he's used to giving orders. He was a captain in the army. So you would think that he would be like, get your feet off my fucking seat.
Yeah, no, or I know.
Can you imagine that exact moment you're sitting there and some dogs hit like right here?
No,
I
know what I do.
You have to instantly react.
I know what I do. I do a lot of like, and just a lot of noises as I pack my bags and leave.
I would definitely, I would just get up and leave for sure.
But probably, I would make it, I'd leave with great disdain.
Right.
Probably my favorite part of the entire situation was the woman who was sitting beside me was probably 75 years old. And I was getting texts from Radio Bryn, like, the whole time of, like, pictures of the feet. Like, and they were getting close to basically playing footsies with Conn's
dick. You have to have zero respect for society and civilization to do that move.
And you have to have zero respect for yourself to not do something about it. How long were you on this train for?
He got footed for, like, 3 hours.
I mean, that's straight up insanity.
Baltimore to Newark.
That's crazy.
Like, you almost see like Superman when he's hit with kryptonite, he just melts and he can't move.
Yeah,
like
he drops into a ball.
Right.
Now, I do admit
it looked like some force
kryptonite
was holding.
Maybe those toes were like Connor's kryptonite and he just melted as a man.
There is times in life when you're legit taken aback.
Yeah, but 3 hours.
That's a long time to be taken aback.
Yeah, he did liken it on the radio, and I think this is a good comparison. When you're in the barber chair and you're getting a bad haircut, and you just don't speak up. You just kind of sit there, and you're looking
you
in the mirror.
Weird haircut set.
Yeah, I know. But you know, sometimes it's too late for the haircut, so you're just like, well, fuck, I'm screwed. But it's never too late. Those dogs are just going to be there for the next 3 hours. Get up, Connor. It's America.
Maybe he was under.
You're a soldier. You're a veteran. Get up.
He, honest to God, looked more upset that they put shit on top of his suit's jacket.
Yeah, he is very fond of his threads.
Yeah, he's a very fashionable fancy boy.
So that's a rundown. We talked a ton already of the Elica thing. I think that was a unanimous decision for Team Barstool. Most people with rational functioning brains are like on our side. We talked about it a lot on the radio. Maybe put in a radio clip. We can just talk about us talking about it rather than talking about it again.
Deal.
I think that works. That's it. It's the rundown.
So yesterday was the drama surrounding our prospective possible employee, Elica.
So Elica,
she was supposed to be our college football girl.
Yeah, actually, she said yes. She accepted the job, and then she said she declined the offer because of a clause in the contract that she was uncomfortable with signing.
It's not like Dave Portnoy sat down and wrote that contract.
No, and a lot of people are saying it's sexist, and that's how she tried to play it, like women's rights. The contract was written by 100% women. Thank God this girl turned us down. This girl would have been a cancer that grew till it was a tumor in my brain and killed me and the entire company.
She would have been the type of employee where you
who would
need
sue.
These clauses.
You are the reason these clauses exist.
Right.
So she leaked it to piggyback, in my opinion, on the Harvey Weinstein stuff.
Is so offensive.
So offensive.
To anybody in the world, but to the people who actually went through that Harvey Weinstein stuff.
Today, clearly, the girl did exactly what I expected her to do. She announced she had a new gig. She went public.
So
doctor, I'm not doing this for attention. I'm doing it for the cause. What cause? What cause are you doing it for? What cause? And by the way, people who hate me, like Awful Announcing, has never said anything nice about me. They wrote a piece.
You do suck, but you can't do it.
They wrote a piece, and even they couldn't make me look bad.
Right.
They're like, we asked people in the comedy industry if this was standard. They're like, yes.
Yep.
Like comedy writing rooms, yes.
Everybody here knows that you're treated with respect, and it's like kind of one big family. It's dysfunctional. Maybe you don't like certain people, but there's never any like harassment or attacking or making people feel uncomfortable. Like no one's even thinking about this because it's not even an issue.
You have these people. They're in a room. All these losers, they just sit and they have their whiteboards. How is Barstool so successful? Why are all their characters stars? Because we're funnier than you and we're real. There's people who are such frauds out there and they're not sticking to their guns. Guess who's kept it real for fucking close to 15 years? This motherfucker.
You know when I know you're ready to go? When you botch a euphemism. And let's say, hey, Elica, keep your name off our lips.
When I start busting euphemisms, you better watch out.